Hey everyone, welcome to A Quick Shot of Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
Pretty much lately, I feel like you read it, I read it. We do a quick shot. I read it, you read it, and we do a quick shot.
Yeah, it's working out.
It is working out. On this episode of A Quick Shot of Romance, we are reviewing A Little Twist by Tia Louise. This is part of her Be Still series, which that title of a series really does explain these books.
It really does. And I was like, I didn't know it until I think I was like searching around for what it was called. And I was like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
It does. So this is book two. It can absolutely be read as a standalone. We'll link the synopsis of this book in our on the shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. Release date was September 14th of 2023. Small town, single dad, nanny, fake engagement, and this is opposites attract.
Yeah, I think so too.
The series is the Be Still series. These are interconnected standalones. I think they're all brothers, correct?
Yes, they're all brothers.
And book one through three in this series are out now. Is there another brother?
I don't think so. I think that's it. But I think there's...
Is there a cousin or someone else in town?
Yeah, I think there's something else going on, but I can't remember right now off the top of my head.
This is first-person dual point of view. Put-out percentage was 44%. Audiobook narrators were Connor Crace and Kristen Lee. Third act breakup? No.
No, right?
Because it's fake.
They weren't really dating. So right. I think if it's fake relationship, the answer to that's no always.
It was the natural end. It was the set time.
Yes.
So this is the story of Alex and Cass.
Who I love.
You've read all three books in this series, correct?
I have, yes.
I read two and three, and I think that this might be my favorite.
Yes, it is definitely my favorite. Book three is, I really liked it too, but book two is definitely my favorite.
Now, Alex is great. He's a great hero. He's very swoony. He is the calm in the storm.
Correct.
But I loved Cassidy.
She's my favorite.
I just felt, she's one of those people that I could totally relate to.
Yeah, I definitely put her in the girl crush like shelf when I read this book.
1000%. Because she has a talent for everything and she gives of herself very freely. Like if you're her friend, she loves and she loves big and she gives all of who she is. And so much heart, but she doesn't know what she wants to do. So she's kind of aimless and is broke.
Yeah. And she's just kind of flitting from one thing to the next, trying to figure out what makes her happy and what she can, you know, make a living doing.
And I don't think she understands her worth or her value.
No, I don't either.
Which is something Alex kind of gives her.
And he does.
It's not that he gives it to her. He allows her the opportunity to see where she has value.
He gives her a safe space.
Yeah.
Too.
So let's talk about their meet cute because it happens when they're children. They were not really childhood friends, though.
No, she was new to town because she came to live with her aunt, right?
Yeah, her great aunt. She came to live with her great aunt. Her mother was, she never knew who her father was. And her mother was a wayward soul that wanted to be a performer and kind of dropped her off at her great aunt's house. And never came back.
Yeah. So she was kind of like newer in town, I think, when the meet cute happens, right?
I think she's 13 or 14.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, she's a young girlish teen. She's down at the watering hole and is hot. It's South Carolina summers. She strips off and jumps into the water. That same day that she does that is the day that Alex and his family are mourning the loss of his grandmother or his grandfather.
Yes,
and putting him, they're laying him to rest. And Alex has a really neat connection to the grandfather.
He does. This is one of my favorite parts of the book, I think. So I just, that whole thing had me like hooked right when I started. And I had that feeling like the whole way through.
Yeah. So the grandfather was a bit of, or was a bourbon distiller and taught Alex everything he knew.
Yeah. And his special recipe for his bourbon. So.
And it was great because, well, Alex is sad and he goes to the watering hole and they have this meet cute as she's coming out of the water naked.
Yeah, she's like floating on her back and singing, and he's drawn to like her voice, and he gets over there, and I think it's like maybe like his first pair of like naked boobs or
Yeah.
something.
Yeah, he's not much older than she is. Like, there's maybe a
Yeah.
year's difference in age.
Yeah.
So here's a naked girl. It just was adorable.
Yeah, I really thought it was like it was just so well done.
And then we move forward to the future, to the current day, and she goes into her best friend's apartment, who's marrying Alex's brother. And
Correct
Alex
from book
is,
one.
yeah, from book one, and Alex is standing naked and coming out of the shower. They cannot not see each other naked.
No, they cannot. It was, and I thought it was good because then she gets to catch him.
Yeah.
So it's like tit for tat there.
This book had such great banter.
It did. It had really great banter, and I think they had really good chemistry, like overall.
Yeah.
Like the two characters just really complemented each other.
And Alex is very swoony. He is a caregiver. He absolutely wants to give care, not to just his daughter, because he is a single dad.
He is.
But he wants to care for his brothers and his mom, and but he comes
Yeah,
off a
he's
little bit of
just.
a control freak.
He does, and he's like, you know, but then it kind of slides into that bossy that you like, I think.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a control freak, but he leans into that almost like alpha hole territory, and I was all about it. So.
There was a great quote, and I love this because it's everything happens in its time. And these two were absolutely right time, right place kind of
Yeah.
love interests.
Yeah, I agree with that. It was like just the perfect storm of them getting together when they got together.
This is also a super cute single dad. We have a little girl,
Pinky.
Pinky or Penelope. Her name is Penelope. She is sassy and vivacious and
She is a mess. She's just like she runs the show, and she's so just like I loved her. And I think T. Louise does a really good job writing the kids in the series because in every book there's a kid in every book. And I was like, and I love them all.
yeah, it was very well done. I really liked the rep. Now, one of the things that I could have done without, which it's fine, it's easy to do when you have a single dad romance, is baby mama stuff.
It's like it's annoying, but I get it here because there wasn't a whole lot of other means for conflict in the natural progression of the story. I mean, there could have been something else, but I was like, all right.
Well, you had the fact that her ex shows up and thinks the two of them are dating.
Yeah, which is how the whole fake engagement comes about.
Yeah. But
Yeah, I mean, she could have leaned harder into that, but yeah, it was just kind of like, oh, yeah. I didn't love that part, but I was like, all right.
it's kind of typical. It's miscommunication, with the baby mama stuff. It just wasn't my favorite.
No, I get that. I can see that.
So one of the things at the end of this book, Cass says to Alex, "Thank you for loving me." And it might have been the best way to say, "I love you and I care for you with all my being,"
Yeah.
that I have read in romance in a really, really long time.
Yeah, this book was just, there were like a lot of those moments I felt like in this book. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. I just Alex says to Cass at one point that the only message he wanted her to receive is that you belong to me. Like, he kind of
Yeah.
claimed ownership. And again, it's miscommunication because they're in this fake engagement and all this, and He doesn't claim his ownership that we would have if there wasn't the fake piece to it. But I do like how Tia Louise did it.
Yeah, and I think that I was thinking about it, and I wrote down, like, not on the notes but separately, like, I think my favorite part is when he tells her, he's like, I'm not your friend because when it comes to us, the friend zone is not my lane.
That was a great quote.
That was, I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then he kisses her and he's like, this is my lane. And I was like, yes.
I really liked it. There was great bourbon rep. We're both bourbon drinkers, and there was great bourbon rep in this book, which always makes me happy.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I like the whole distillery aspect, and it plays into both of the other books a little bit too. And then especially with their you know, she has the girlfriend group, which all three of them end up, you know, with the brothers. So it was like, and they tie the distillery in with that a lot, with them like getting together and hanging out. It was really fun.
It was a lot of fun. And we do see a wedding in this book. Alex's brother is marrying the heroine from book one. There wasn't suspense in this book. Tia Louise sometimes has romantic suspense. So if romantic suspense is not your gig, so you haven't tried Tia Louise yet, you absolutely should check out A Little Twist.
Yeah, I agree. It was really good.
And it was the kind of small town. That's the other thing that I really liked about it that we didn't really talk about. This was small town the way I want small town. You had the gossip. You had everybody in everybody's business. You want to know what everyone is doing. And the small town almost felt like its own character in the book.
It does. And then that's the other thing is, like, I don't feel like it's too kitschy either.
No, I agree.
And there are little things that are happening in the town that kind of play in. There's like an overall kind of like a little town mystery that you find out at the end of book three, like someone's leaving signs all over town and you find out who it is. And that kind of plays through all three books. And yeah, it's just a really low angst, fun series with like really good feels.
Yeah. And swoony heroes and heroines, that none of these are damsels in distress.
No, not at all.
No one is trying to be rescued. They're all just kind of at a place in their life where they're just not sure what's next.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a really good description. And it's just, it's fun watching them figure it out too, aside from the whole, you know, romantic relationship story.
Yeah. I really liked the book. I think everyone should check it out. We had Tia Louise on for our readathon back the day after Thanksgiving, and we all kind of fell in love with her there.
Yeah, Heather and I were messaging each other, and we're like, ooh, we really like her. We need to be friends.
There was a lot of that day.
Yeah. Yeah, there was.
But I really did enjoy Tia Louise and getting to chat with her, and A Little Twist is an excellent book. It is available in Kindle Unlimited, which makes it nice, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to try some more of her backlist. So I'm excited about that.
That is Amanda's theme for 2024.
It is. It was really 2023. I think we're just carrying it over.
Just to carry over? So, maybe it's your decade. Amanda, thank you so much for hanging out with me and talking about A Little Twist.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, everyone, happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at @BuzzingAboutRomance or on Twitter at @BuzzingRomance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.